With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enroll in grades K to 12 at chooseprimavera.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Today is Wednesday, September 10th. The news sponsored by the St. Louis Aquarium at Union Station. I'm Megan Lynch. U.S. Steel has announced it will stop sending steel slabs to be processed at its Granite City Works plant after October. While production is set to cease in November, the plant will not be closed and there are no immediate plans for layoffs.
United Steelworkers Local 1899 President Craig McKee says their workers will remain employed and work mostly glorified labor. With the National Security Agreement keeping all plants operational until mid-2027, I asked McKee about their future with Japan-based Nippon in charge. Does this kind of feel like the beginning of the end?
Oh, sure. Sure. And, I'm not sure what they're going to do to keep our folks working. I mean, that's a long time to pay folks to come in and push a broom.
McKee says without processing slabs, many employees will lose incentive pay, which is about $1,400 to $1,800 a month. McKee says their best hope is another company purchases their plant. Shaw Malone, KMOX News.
Your property taxes in St. Charles County could get frozen or not.
Whereby the real property tax liability.
The vote was unanimous among county council members to put on the April 2026 ballot the question, should property taxes for primary residences get frozen at current levels? It's part of a state law that allows this question to be asked in some, but not all, Missouri counties. St. Charles County Executive Steve Ellman says he supports the freeze, but he doesn't think the county should have to foot the $150,000 cost of the election itself.
We got a letter from the attorney from the Office of Administration who apparently disagrees with our attorney and that this is an unfunded mandate that they should pay for us putting it on the ballot.
People in jurisdictions not allowed to freeze their taxes, like the St. Louis's, are expected to sue. So are those taxing districts like schools and fire and cities, which get a cut of your property taxes. Michael Calhoun, KMOX News.
St. Charles County Council members are looking at the persistent parking problems for neighborhoods around the convention center. Resident Raymond Schulte spoke to express appreciation for county police issuing tickets this past weekend.
Traffic jam that occurred out there on Saturday, especially on Saturday, and the multitude of cars that they had to turn away and how the parking would have been on our streets, we probably would have been double parked.
The county council considering making those areas permit parking only. While the convention center is owned by the city, the neighborhoods are in unincorporated St. Charles County. The permit-only bill had its first reading at this week's meeting. For the first time in its history, the city of Wildwood approves a major tax break for a private developer.
It is insulting and painful to think Wildwood must give away taxes for a for-profit developer. We have never been a desperate community.
Former council members Gene Vedvig and Larry Brost weighed in for and against the $3 million incentive for a new luxury apartment and retail complex in the struggling town center.
Population has not grown. Businesses, I would say, in our community are not thriving.
The deal passed despite objections over a multi-million dollar revenue loss for the Rockwood School District. A swimming ban in the Big River is one step closer to becoming law at Rockford Beach. The Jefferson County Council gave first round approval Monday night. KMOX spoke with High Ridge Fire Chief John Barton, who has been wanting this for years.
We had one drowning and then we had three people that were considered near drownings. They were pulled from the water by bystanders. and would have drowned without that intervention.
The council attached a sunset clause on the amendment, which means the ban will have to be reapproved every April. The reason for that, there are projects through U.S. Fish and Wildlife looking at removing or modifying the rock dam.
Today's a pretty sad day in Missouri. It's a pretty sad day for our democracy.
That's House Democratic Leader Representative Ashley Aune after legislators in the Missouri House yesterday passed two controversial special session measures. One would redraw congressional maps. The other make it harder to pass initiative petitions. Aune says they're not fair moves.
Today, when all eyes were on Missouri, so much so that C-SPAN was covering our debate, our feed cut out over and over again. Incidentally, a lot of that happened while Democrats were speaking. Democracy dies in the dark.
She says as soon as the measure passes the state Senate, there will be two responses, one in the courts, another to try and get a repeal of the maps before voters. While House Democrats held a news conference to discuss the session, House Republicans did not. From the KMOX Business Desk, sponsored by Krenz Financial Group, KFGAdvisors.com, what if you could buy your marijuana in the same place you buy your beer? A coalition of Missouri hemp businesses and others have filed four initiative petitions that would ask voters to approve the selling of cannabis products in the same stores that sell tobacco and alcohol.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.